It's Eric Hansen in Lewistown, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. They are the Lewistown Indians boys basketball team. Let's hear it. Yeah! Nice. Let's meet the Lewistown Indians boys basketball team.
I'm Zach Severins. I'm a senior point guard.
Nick Pollitt, senior forward.
Cade Beekman, senior guard.
Ethan Mikulich, senior center.
Preston Horwittle, sophomore guard.
Chris Chastain, junior guard.
Dylan Hamm, senior forward.
Drake Herrick, sophomore guard.
Matthew Goldring, sophomore forward.
Tanner Johnson, freshman guard.
Elliot Dalpiez, freshman forward.
John Ross Hess, freshman guard.
Kennedy Clear, junior forward.
Sam Arnett, freshman forward.
Coy Beekman, sophomore forward.
Kenneth Munson, sophomore center.
All right. It's Eric Hansen in Lewistown, Illinois, with the head coach of the Lewiston Indians boys basketball team, Clayton Hatfill. And Clayton, congratulations on this year's squad. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're off to a nice 9-1 start. We just a good group of guys, play together really well. Have had a lot of guys step up from last season, and that's kind of what it's all about when you want to string together, you know, a good season. So getting a lot of different contributions from different guys, it's been nice to see so far.
Coach, before the season even started, were you noticing gleams of, hey, this could be good this year?
I thought definitely we could win some games. I was not expecting a 9-1 start, I'll be honest with you. We did have a really good summer. You know, I mean, I knew it was possible, but very happy with 9-1. You know, if you would ask me coming in, we would have won 9 of our first 10 games, I would have called you crazy. So pleased with the start.
Yeah. Tell us about, do you have some standouts on this team that are kind of leading some of these other guys with more experience?
Yeah, the Beekman kid, he's number two. He's about a 6'3 guard for us. He's off to a really good start, which I, you know, was expected. He was our leading scorer last year, so it's nice having your leading scorer back. The Pollitt kid has got off to a really, really good start, 15 points, like 7 rebounds a game. That was a little bit unexpected as far as I was concerned coming into the season. Then the younger guys have stepped up nicely. It's just been a really good, balanced type year. You know, not really necessarily one guy leading the way for us every night, getting good contributions from a lot of different people.
Got a couple of matchups you're looking forward to that might be tough that you're looking forward to in the future, in the near future?
Yeah, we got Illini Bluffs tomorrow night. That's always a tough game. They have pretty good, you know, tradition at their school with basketball. Have them at home this year, which will help our chances. And then we had the Macomb Holiday Tournament coming up this winter, right day after Christmas break, actually. We got the 9:30 game, so looking forward to that, too. Always tough teams in that tournament.
Tell me how the Hatfill bloodline runs through Lewistown High School.
Yeah, I took over the job 10 years after my senior year, and we had a lot of success my senior year. Made it to state that year. Dad coached me all throughout. I mean, basketball is really in not only my blood, but my brother, my dad. You know, it's been a great few years, more than few, I guess. 29 years now of basketball. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Got a lot of different people I can run ideas off of too. That helps.
So dad's a coach. He coached here at Lewiston.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, is there one guy? Is he the guy that you kind of look up to that taking cues for this job?
Yeah, definitely. He's my always has been, always will be my coaching role model. I talk to him. He comes, you know, every game. I talk to him after most games. He's come into a few practices and helped us out too. Just nice being a young coach and having, you know, that type of asset and somebody you can look up to that's so close to home, literally, you know. So it's been a good thing.
Tell me about the Indians fan base, home and away.
We've been getting pretty good, you know, fan following so far. As community starts seeing, you know, our 9-1 start, I think it'll only start to build more and more. We have a good girls team this year too. They're undefeated, so kind of the girls support us, which has been nice, and then they're supporting us, or we're supporting them at their games. So it's been a good overall, you know, school-wide atmosphere as far as basketball goes this winter so far.
Yeah. Well, we love coming to Lewistown. We love your gym. You got one of the most unique gyms in the business. We brought T-shirts. We got a plaque. And, Coach, we could be back in 8 or 9 weeks with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy.
Sounds good. I hope you are. Thanks for doing this.